This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
The Burt Show.
I made my wife, I pissed her off twice within like a 12-hour period, and it was all about food.
Only twice in 12, yeah. No, it's a record.
Yeah, no, it was pretty.
It's a record low.
It's a record low, actually, yeah. So we had a, after Thanksgiving, we had a post. My wife decided to have a post-Friendsgiving, you know, because all the neighbors had all this extra food. Mm-hmm. We had extra food. So why not invite a bunch of our friends over that live in our neighborhood and their kids and just have like a big potluck or whatever.
It's a great idea.
My wife was a little bummed on Thanksgiving because my mom showed up. She was very sweet. She ordered a pie. It was a pumpkin pie, but from I don't even know where. But when my wife went to eat it, it was very soupy. Mm-hmm. So she was very disappointed. We didn't have at our house on Thanksgiving a ton of dessert. Actually, that pie, the soupy pumpkin pie, was the big letdown because that was all we had for dessert. And my mom had already left, so she was really bummed about that. So on Friday, when we had the big Friendsgiving, some people brought over some pecan pies, and I guess my wife was very excited about that. I didn't know that until later on in the evening when the first offense occurred. So we have tons of people at our house. There are two pecan pies, one from Cracker Barrel, apparently.
Oh, no.
Which I'm not paying attention as to what pie, like where these things were from. And then there was a more expensive, high-end pecan pie. Now, my wife eats about as slow as the speed of smell. Like, literally, you will be done with your food, had dessert, and in bed, and she is still pecking at the same plate. Of food. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm just establishing a baseline.
These are like the things you found adorable years ago.
No, I never found that adorable. Okay. I really find it quite annoying.
Are you always like the last table to leave a restaurant?
Well, she's normally packing it up because I'm like, I mean, really? What are we doing here? Well, you're the only one.
Isn't Bart the same way? I mean, when we go out to dinner, it takes him forever to order off the menu.
He's not a slow eater.
Okay.
But he is a very, very slow orderer. It was so uncomfortable. We were all at a restaurant and Bert was there and the server came over and he was trying to choose a beer. Like, we weren't even at food. He's just choosing a beer. And we're all just sitting there in silence. And Bert looks at me and I'm like, this is how it is. And my husband doesn't care. He will take as long as it needs to take because he's going to make an educated decision and he's going to get what he wants.
If we really want to kill a whole bunch of time, we'll get my wife and we'll all get together. And between the ordering and the eating, we'll be there till close. So, you know, the night is continuing and I'm like, I'm trying to clean as things are going on because I don't want everyone to leave and then we have to spend 2 hours cleaning. So people are leaving their plates with their partially eaten food and I'm picking stuff up and I'm throwing it away. And I go to the counter and it looks like a bunch of slop on a plate. And I guess it's pecan pie.
That was Cracker Barrel, I'm sure.
No, it wasn't, Bert. And I picked it up and I threw it in the trash can because no one was standing by it. And then my wife, like 2 minutes later, comes in and goes, "Where's my pecan pie?"
Oh, no.
And I go, "Oh, no." And apparently I'm notorious for throwing away your food.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Oh, that was your pecan pie?" And I'm like, "Oh, don't worry about it. I threw it away, but there is a whole nother pecan pie right there." She goes, "That's Cracker Barrel." And I go, "So what's the difference?" She's like, "That other pie, the last of that pie, was like a $50 pie, and I was looking forward to finishing that." I'm like, "When? Next year?" Like, I'm trying to clean here. So first, she's mad.
Okay.
Like, so I mean, night.
So instead of apologizing.
I said, "I'm sorry for throwing away your pie. I just thought it was uneaten slop that was on a plate." And it's just,
well, two things can be true.
Yes. And I'm talking that when I'm in bed later on, she's like, "You threw away."
She couldn't get over
my freaking pecan pie.
I feel bad.
Okay, so big offense. She was mad the whole next day. So we go to her, so we go to a friend's house the next day in the evening, and we're sitting around a fire pit, and it's like 9 o'clock at night, and I'm like, I'm hungry. And so I get on Uber Eats, and I'm like, I think I'm in the mood for some chicken wings. And I'm going through, and we're all sitting around a fire, and 10 minutes, she knew I was looking at a menu for food. She didn't say, hey, order me something. Let me see the menu. And so after 10, 12 minutes, I just placed the order.
Without asking
her. You didn't ask her?
Hey, Lee.
You dumbass. What did you say?
Oh, come on, fam.
I'm like, you know what I'm doing. Chime in if you're hungry.
That's not how that works.
Right. If you're ordering, of course you're going to say, hey, I'm ordering blank. You want something.
Well,
but you should have just said Hooters doesn't have pecan pie.
I mean, if my wife was placing an order and looking for food and I was hungry, I would say, babe, can I see the menu?
No, she would say, hey, I'm ordering something. Do you want something?
I mean, I know she's ordering something. She knew I was ordering something.
You got to take this L, big dog.
The Burt Show.